Hey everybody, welcome to Revelation Wellness Nashville. This is Megan Jocks and I am more than happy to be with you today. Back at home, I've been traveling and on the road for the past 3 weeks and I can't tell you how happy I am to see dishes and laundry and dirty kid faces and just to be able to sit on my couch and prepare this podcast for you guys. I'm so excited. The last podcast I shared with you about how I wanted to just start sharing some everyday stories of just living a Christian life that doesn't maybe look like anything we've seen before. And really all it has to do with is following the Lord. And I wanted to bring you those during April, but really what the Lord had me do was be living those adventures so that I could share them with you in the upcoming weeks. So today I'm going to open in prayer and then I'm just going to share one of my favorite stories from my travels in the last 3 weeks, just happened this past weekend, the last couple days, and just show you how God works when you're just open and available. Father God, I thank you right now that you are so present with each and every listener right now. God, I thank you that you are sitting right beside them, Father, that your arms are wrapped around them, Lord, and you're listening intently with them just to reveal another aspect of your character to them, God, just to open their eyes to who you are, Lord, in a broader spectrum, Father, than maybe what they've experienced before. Father God, I just surrender any of myself that may want to come through on this podcast, Lord, and just say, Lord, your will be done here on earth in this podcast as it is in heaven. God, I love you and I thank you for just who you are in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so there's a lot that's been going on the last 3 weeks. My husband and I have traveled from here in Nashville, up to Kansas, down to Texas, out to California, back to Texas, back to Nashville, then back to Texas, then back to Nashville. So there's just been a lot going on, and I'm not going to cover all that in this podcast, but I really just had on my heart to share the latest story that I just absolutely loved. And so I was at a conference this weekend, or a retreat called Warrior's Wife Retreat, and that's something I'm going to be talking more about on another podcast, but I was speaking there and I was supposed to be coming home last Sunday and my kids were really excited to have me home because we'd been doing so much traveling. They were really missing me and just, I think, missing our schedule and our routine. They were home with dad, but even when they're home with dad, they're not really quite on the same schedule as probably many of you moms know, just not quite the same schedule when they're with dad. So they were really excited I was going to be coming home on some Sunday evening, and my friends and I were driving to the airport, which was about, I think it was about 3 hours from where we'd been speaking at. And so it was a little bit of a drive. And we got about 30 minutes from the airport. And we were just about right on time to when I needed to get to the airport in order to make my flight. And we got a phone call from my other friend. And she told us that my wallet had been left back at the ranch where we had the retreat at. And there was just this moment where I just thought, oh no. And I just, you know, I heard her trying to meet me and she's like, you know, maybe we can meet you halfway. You turn around right now. Maybe we can go halfway. Maybe we can make it. But my friend who was driving was like, there's no way possible that you're going to make this flight, that we're going to make it. And I hung up the phone. And in that instant of where, you know, like most of the time in my old self, that moment would be extremely overwhelming. And I'd be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. What am I going to do? And just probably freak out. But I know God isn't like a God of anxiety. He's not a God of fear and confusion. And I know that he is always in control. So I'm so thankful that I'm just brought into a new place that those moments don't overwhelm me in that moment. So I just started praying. I heard God speak to my heart and he just said, you need to stay the night. And I didn't really want to do that, honestly. And so I didn't say anything to my friend. And she just said, you know, Megan, let's just book you another flight. And even if you have to stay the night. And the minute she said, even if you have to stay the night, I knew that was God just saying, you're staying the night. So I sat there for a minute and just kind of gathered myself together and started, you know, calling the airline, trying to figure out what I needed to do. And I got the plane switched over and my friend Heather was so gracious and I was overwhelmed. You know, for those of you who don't have a lot of money and you're walking in what God's called you to, and he makes it every time, doesn't he? Like he just pays the bills. He seems to make numbers match where numbers shouldn't match. And he does that for me all the time. I mostly stay home with my kids and I get to do fitness and wellness and stuff. But honestly, I don't charge some clients, like if the Lord lays them on my heart not to do that. And, you know, but it doesn't matter because like money's not my focus, but it is hard sometimes. So even though my friend, you know, she was like, Megan, I want to bless you. Or I want to pay for that ticket. I was still overwhelmed. I was just starting to believe the lies. I was just starting to hear in my mind how much like it just seems like we never have enough money. And we're, you know, it just seems like we're always somehow losing money. And I was frustrated about the circumstance. And my friend was just so super sweet in being determined to bless me with paying for my ticket. And I needed to call my husband. I needed to figure out what I was going to do with my kids because I knew on Monday he was going to have to go to work. And, you know, here in Nashville, there's not a whole bunch of people that we can call on and depend on to help with our children. We don't live near family or anything like that. So again, I was just hearing this lie in my heart that just said, you know, you don't ever have anyone to depend on. There's nobody ever there for you when you really need somebody and you're in a desperate place. Like nobody's ever there to help you with your kids. And that's a total lie. I mean, honestly, that is a total lie. God always sends people to help when we really need help. And when we don't have help, the Lord brings us through every time. But do you see how like in that moment, I just started getting, I just started believing whatever was coming in my head, and all it was doing was starting to overwhelm me. It was starting to just overwhelm my heart, and I wanted to just cry, and I did. I started crying, and I have been through the fire enough times to know that if my emotions are overwhelming me, there is a good chance that I am getting distracted, that there's probably work around me to do. And when I mean work, I mean there's people around me that need the love of God. And I'm stuck in my stuff. And so if I get stuck in my stuff, I can't see as well because my emotions are becoming more important than the work of the Father. So I started getting suspicious. I'm like, you know what? Why am I so overwhelmed? Because in all actuality, God does come through with me, through for me financially. He just paid for my ticket. There's nothing lost financially there. We will get the kid situation figured out. And like, I have really nothing to actually be upset about other than, you know, maybe missing my family or something. So I went into the convenience store. And this convenience store, for those of you who live in South Texas will know, when I just say Buc-ee's, I had no idea what Buc-ee's was. It is this crazy convenience store down there. There's like hundreds of people in there. It's just crazy. So it's not like your regular gas station. But I went in there. There's tons of people. They're all like flying by me. I'm trying to talk to Ryan, tell him what's going on. And he's talking to me. He's kind of frustrated. And all of a sudden, I just like see this girl that I just felt like I was supposed to pray for. And I saw her. I told Ryan, I said, hey, I got to go. I got to pray for this girl. Like, I don't know what's going on. I just need to pray for her. Hung up the phone and I walked right by her and she was taking a picture with the Buc-ee statue. And just something in my brain, just it was, I know now, it was just like the enemy saying, you're going to offend her. Like, if you come up to her and you tell her you need to pray for her, you're probably going to offend her. Like, you just need to keep walking. So I walked by her and you know, again, I was just a little bit stuck on myself and got into the Suburban where my friends were at. And praise God for like fiery friends, just friends that are just as active in pursuing the heart of God and His will on earth as it is in heaven. And I got in the Suburban and I just said, you know, I just walked by this girl and I felt like I need to pray for her. I didn't describe her. I didn't say like anything. And they're like, all right, let's go. Like, let's go. Where are we going? What are we doing? And before I know it, we're like out of the Suburban. We're walking through the gas station and like something clicked in me. And I said, you know what? I am here for a reason. And I didn't make my flight for a reason. And we're going to figure out right now why I am not on that flight home right now. So I'm looking around. And when I do that, when you open your eyes, when you get out of your own business and your own circumstances, and you open your eyes and you ask God to open your eyes to what's going on around you, He will. And if you're brave enough to step into that, you're going to step into great blessing. And that's exactly what happened. Walk through the gas station. I'm looking. Heather goes inside. And my friend Jamie's with me. And I walk inside, walk back out. I'm kind of just like, I don't care who I pray for right now. I need to pray for somebody. So I see this lady who's standing outside the gas station. And I just look at her and I just say, can I pray for you? And do you guys see like how beautiful that is? Like I'm not boasting about myself because it's only by the love of God, right? Like, but in my earlier days or, you know, probably even last year, all I would be doing is feeling sorry for myself, you know, trying to cope or comfort myself with like food or Starbucks or something like that, which there was Starbucks later, but that's different. But I would just be trying to nurture myself and comfort myself. But the love of God and the grace of God, like, when you surrender to that, like, and you like say, it's not my life anymore. I'm just living for him. You can reach out to somebody else. So I asked her, she said, sure, I could pray for her. I reached out to her, asked if I could pray. She said, yes. I said, is there anything specific I can pray for you? And all she said was my family. I said, okay. So I put my hand on her and I just thanked God for my sister and just started praying. And when God allows me to pray, this is the other thing I will talk about on a podcast, but when you pray and you get your mind out of the equation, you just pray what God brings to your heart to pray. Not a forced prayer, not a trying to get, you know, everything covered prayer, but you just let God pray and you just pray the heart of God, you get to reach the heart of man by the heart of God. If that makes sense, you get to reach into the heart because God sees their heart. He knows absolutely everything that they need to hear in that moment. You don't, you're a stranger on the street. You don't know what they need. And you can look at them and you can try to assess and you can try to figure it out, but you're going to fall short of hitting the spot in the heart that they need. And so anyway, I was praying, just letting God move, letting him speak. The woman is just bawling. She's just crying and crying and crying. And once I was done praying for her, she just looked at me and she said, you know, on the way here, I just have had a lot going on the last couple months and I just wanted to jump out of the car. I just really thought about jumping out. And my heart was so moved in that moment because the truth of the matter is, friends, that because we are so bound up by pride and our agendas and what we're doing in a day and what we're accomplishing and that we're becoming successful and we're getting the body we want and we're doing everything we want for ourselves, we miss out on opportunities to save somebody else's life, to reach down and say, God loves you. And I don't even care that I miss my plane and I'm not going to see my family tonight because you know what? It's not about me. And I'm willing to walk up to a stranger and simply say, can I pray for you? And that she was willing to even receive a prayer from a stranger, that she was able to do that. And because of her obedience and because of my obedience, she knew that God was real and that God showed up in a very vulnerable moment for her. So she's crying. Anyway, we kind of get to talking a little bit more and I look up and there's the girl that I had initially knew I was supposed to pray for. And I was so happy. I was just like, thank you, God. Round two, you gave me another chance. So I looked over and I said, can I pray for you? And she kind of looked confused, like, okay. Well, I had no idea. But while I was praying for the initial lady, my friend Heather, who had went inside the gas station, she felt like God told her to go to the bathroom, that there was someone she needed to pray for. Well, she had already went to the bathroom, so I know she didn't actually have to go to the bathroom. She was really just trying to do what God told her. And she saw the same girl that I had seen the first time. Again, I had never described her. I did not anything like that. But she saw her and she knew. And she was not going to do it too, because she just, like, that voice in her said was like, you know, no, I might be wrong, no. But anyway, she started walking out and the Lord just brought her back and just said, you know, you need to do this. So she found them and it was this girl and her boyfriend. She asked if she could pray for them and they received it. So anyway, this was now the girl in front of me. So she looked confused, I think, because my friend had already asked her, she had already prayed for her. And my friend said, hey, I already prayed for her. I said, cool. She gets a bonus around here. So I'm going to pray for her again because I know God told me to pray for her. So she had pain in her body. We had asked her if she had any pain or if there was anything she needed prayer for. And she just said that she had a lot of pain in her body. So we started praying over her body and we just started praying the heart of God, just started getting out of the way and letting God pray and God speak what he wants to speak. And it was beautiful. I just love how God speaks to each one of his children individually. Like I said, if I don't do that, if I'm trying to orchestrate prayers for people, it would be extremely boring because I would have just prayed for the first lady and then I would probably try to just, you know, pray the same thing for the next girl or whatever. But when you let God pray, like I said, prayer becomes exciting because you don't know what he wants to say until you're saying it. So that might be confusing for some of you. If it is, please email me. We can talk more about it. And maybe I'll do a podcast on that and like praying the heart of God another time. But for today, my friend Heather and I were just praying over her, the pain in her body, knowing that God wanted to completely eradicate that pain from her body. And then afterwards, you know, we left and I asked the girl, she still had pain in her body. And she just said, I said, how's your back feel? And she said, I don't know. I'm feeling so many things right now that I don't know what I'm feeling. So I just truly believe that God just showed up for her. And later my friend Heather told me that the exact words that God had given me for this girl were the exact words that God had given her for that girl inside the convenience store. But the other kind of crazy twist to this whole thing was the girl's boyfriend was standing beside her. The lady that I had initially prayed for was the mother of the son of the man, of the boyfriend. So that mother had asked me to pray for the family. God started pulling in the family. We actually didn't just pray for the family. We started praying with the family. And that's what I love about God too. I mean, there's hundreds of people in this convenience store. It's crazy that we're all just getting connected in this way. And I turn around then too as well. And the lady said, hey, this is my daughter. And I'd love for you, love for you to pray for her. And so we prayed for her and God moved again. And God spoke words that like I could never come up with. I could never orchestrate. She starts crying and she starts revealing her heart and how broken she's been and how she's really needed to hear from the Lord also. And we walked away from that, you know, right after we were done, we just kind of walked away, got in the car. We're like, oh my gosh, that was nuts. And it was so cool. And it was so nuts. But that is the power of God, friends. If you've been living a Christian life and you're not experiencing stuff like that, just out of a pure heart, you don't have to go out and try to orchestrate it and make it happen. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is keep pursuing the heart of God and saying, God, who are you? Asking him questions. God, is what I believe actually true? Not looking around in books and pamphlets. How do I pray prayers of, prophetic prayers? How do I locate people? You don't do that. The heart and the way to gain power and love and grace and mercy and compassion, you cannot find it anywhere else other than pursuing God. Not pursuing religion, not pursuing organizations, pursuing the heart of God. You get in your word of God and you start understanding who God is. And if you have a hard time with reading, just pray. Pray and ask God. God, reveal yourself. God, give me a heart for the word of God. But then God, just activate every piece of my heart that you created, God. He created your body. He created your heart. He created you. So he is the one who holds the key to everything you're looking for anyway. All the love you're looking for, he possesses. All the joy you're looking for, he possesses. So it makes no sense that we go running to all these other things for answers. Or even like you hear stories like this and you're like, that's so cool. I want to be just like that. Or I want to be able to do that. How did she do that? And you look for a formula. We're so bound by formulas. Like we're formulaed out and everybody's got a new formula for just how to walk as Jesus walked. And really it's as simple as just praying, creating intimacy with the Father, learning how to abide with him. And when you do that, when you walk in obedience and you say, you know what? All of me, God, for all of you, I laid down everything. I laid down my desires, my hopes, my dreams. And I just say, whatever you want, when I lay down my emotions in the moment, when I refuse to be overwhelmed and overtaken and so completely and utterly distracted by worldly circumstance, then we become powerful, friends. And then we become what God actually intended for the church. We naturally, out of an overflow of what he's doing in our hearts, we start reaching out and we extend the same to our brothers and sisters, right? Like, we're all in this thing together. I am so thankful for my sisters in Christ and for their boldness and for just who they are and for their obedience. It's so awesome just to see people genuinely pursuing the heart of God. So I wanted to share that story with you just to say that God is alive and he comes to us. When we're broken, he comes to us. And if you've been crying out and you've been honestly seeking God and you're just like, God, I'm broken, I need you, send someone. He will. He'll totally send someone. Maybe you're listening to the podcast and you're like, I don't even know what to do anymore. Would you please just email me? I would love to encourage you any way that I possibly can. I'm going to put my email address down below in the little description box so that you can email me if you have any questions, or if you even have some things that you want me to talk about on the podcast. I'm really passionate about seeing the church come alive the way God intended. And it's a season for that. The Lord has this for us. Jesus walked like this. Jesus didn't walk around with his head down in the Bible. He was out and about doing work. He was looking around. He was coming to people. He was meeting them where they were at. He didn't stand behind a pulpit and say, now, if you come to me, then I will heal you. Then I will love you. He came to them. He constantly came to them. So thank you guys for listening today. I look forward to sharing with you more of April adventures. There's plenty of them to share. And just whatever else God lays on my heart. I'm definitely going to be posting at least every Monday. So please make sure that you check back the podcast every Monday. Also, there's an app that you can download now that I saw on the little side panel. So if you download that app, it should pop up anytime that I also post a podcast any other time. I love you guys. And I just pray blessings on your life. Love you.